They had their floral industry. They had the greenhouse. He was running his greenhouse for a long time. Father Powers decided that this greenhouse, which one of them still exists on top of the church, would supply all the flowers for the church. But it also became a source of income because those who would have weddings at St. Anne's would also buy their flowers from Father Powers or from the greenhouse. He had a man who lived in a home down the street that ran the greenhouse. And it was going fine until the floral industry sort of like had a problem with doing competition with St. Anne's because you couldn't get in here. But it also leads to the fact of his involvement in the development of housing in this area. There was a group called the Meadowbrook Housing Authority. They had a little realty office that you, when they were developing this area, it worked through the Meadowbrook and development. And he was the president for a while of the Meadowbrook development, housing development. And he had a lot to do with the planning of this area and what was going to be allowed in commercially, as I said before. Yeah. Within a half mile of St. Anne's Church, there was an ordinance that no commercial business could be found. And to this day, it is very true. They do not. There are no commercial businesses in this area. The one exception was the realty office that he established for the housing. But that was sold a number of years ago, and it's gone. Right. So yeah. Now we're in compliance with the...